Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Chili Davis. Batting second. The shortstop, Johnny LeMaster. Batting third. The third baseman, Tom O'Malley. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jack Clark. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Darrell Evans. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jim Wolford. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jeff Ransom. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Alan Foulkes. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Alan Foulkes. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mukie Wilson. Batting second. The second baseman, Wally Backman. Batting third. The right fielder, Gary Rajcik. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth. The left fielder, George Foster. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ron Hodges. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Hubie Brooks. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ron Gardenhire. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pete Falcone. Pitching for the New York Mets, Pete Falcone. And now, play ball. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis strikes out. One out. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster strikes out. Two outs. Tom O'Malley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Malley hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Foster. O'Malley reaches second base with a double. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson strikes out. One out. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman strikes out. Two outs. Gary Rajcik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rajcik hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans strikes out. One out. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Ransom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ransom hits a ball on the ground towards second. Backman scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a pop-up towards short. LeMaster settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster strikes out. Two outs. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alan Foulkes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kuiper. The throw from Hodges and he is out, Backman applying the tag. One out. Alan Foulkes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foulkes hits a pop-up towards short. Gardenhire settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a pop-up towards short. Gardenhire settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wolford. Brooks reaches second base with a double. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brooks scores. Gardenhire moves to second. It's 1-0, Mets. Pete Falcone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falcone hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Ransom fields it, and he's got Gardenhire trapped. He throws to LeMaster, who throws to O'Malley, who tags Gardenhire for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Ransom and he is safe. Wilson steals second. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 0 for 1 in the game. Backman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Evans scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Backman for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 0 for 1 in the game. LeMaster hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom O'Malley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Malley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. O'Malley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. Clark hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Kingman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Gary Rajcik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rajcik is 0 for 1 in the game. Rajcik hits a ball on the ground towards first. Evans scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rajcik for the out. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 1 in the game. Kingman strikes out. Two outs. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 1 in the game. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Malley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodges hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Mets. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Brooks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Wolford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jeff Ransom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ransom is 0 for 1 in the game. Ransom hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Falcone fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kingman fields the ball and throws to Falcone covering. Safe. Alan Foulkes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foulkes is 0 for 1 in the game. Foulkes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kuiper moves to second. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kuiper moves to third. Foulkes moves to second. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's Giants, 3, Mets, 3. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 0 for 2 in the game. LeMaster hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Giants. Tom O'Malley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Malley is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. O'Malley hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Gardenhire strikes out. 1 out. Pete Falcone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falcone is 0 for 1 in the game. Falcone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 0 for 2 in the game. Backman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Foulkes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Mets 3. The Giants will come to bat. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 2 in the game. Clark strikes out. 1 out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 2 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wolford hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Gary Ratajczak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ratajczak is 0 for 2 in the game. Ratajczak hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 2 in the game. Kingman hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-4, Mets. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Foster is hit by the pitch. Gary Lavelle now pitching. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hodges hits a line drive towards short. LeMaster catches it and tags out Foster for the double play. 2 outs. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Brooks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Gardenhire hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brooks moves to second. Joel Youngblood pinch hits for Pete Falcone. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Pat Zachary now pitching. Milt May pinch hits for Jeff Ransom. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May strikes out. 1 out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Kuiper hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Gary Lavelle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lavelle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardenhire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Giants 4. The Mets will come to bat. Milt May now catching. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-3 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive towards first. Evans reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 0-for-3 in the game. Backman strikes out. 2 outs. Ellis Valentine pinch hits for Gary Rajcik. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Ellis Valentine now playing right field. Tom Verizer now playing second base. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Davis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Davis. The throw from Hodges and he is out, Gardenhire applying the tag. 1 out. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. LeMaster strikes out. 2 outs. Tom O'Malley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Malley is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. O'Malley hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Giants, 5, Mets, 5. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-3 in the game. Clark takes first base on ball 4. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-3 in the game. Evans hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Valentine. Evans reaches second base with a double. Clark moves to third. Craig Swan now pitching. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Mets 5. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Malley fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Foster hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Stearns pinch hits for Ron Hodges. Fred Braining now pitching. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Mets 5. The Giants will come to bat. John Stearns now catching. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May strikes out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Joe Morgan pinch hits for Fred Braining. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Davis hits a pop-up towards short. Garden Higher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Mets 5. The Mets will come to bat. Greg Minton now pitching. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Gardenhire hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rusty Staub pinch hits for Craig Swan. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 6, and San Francisco Giants, 5. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.